If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We of Worth Baptist Church count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you each Lord's Day at this time. We trust that these radio broadcasts have been a blessing to your heart and to your life. Perhaps you're listening today for the very first time. If that be your case, we give you a special welcome to the radio family of Worth Baptist Hour. We would like for you to call a friend and remind them that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air. We come your way every Lord's Day over KBUY from 8 until 8:30. And it would be our joy to hear from you this week by mail. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in the city of Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and from Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Why don't you plan now to bring the whole family to Sunday school today at Worth Baptist Church? Our motto is this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We believe that you'll find a warm and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God here at Worth Baptist Church. We are currently in a series of studies in our Sunday school, surveying the entire Bible. We began in the book of Genesis several months ago. We have come now to the book of Haggai. This is one of the minor prophets, and this book tells us about the rebuilding of the Temple of Solomon that was destroyed by the Babylonians in the year 586 BC. We believe that the Sunday school hour, the study of God's Word, will be informative and enlightening to you and to your family. So come today and survey the Word of God, studying the book of Haggai in our Sunday school at 10 o'clock. Remember, we have a class for every member of your family, and the Word of God, the Bible only, is our textbook. Then our Sunday morning worship service is designed for your spiritual needs. Today is, of course, the last Sunday of the month of August. During the days of the summer, our emphasis has been on spiritual renewal. A spiritual encounter has been ours here at Worth Baptist Church during the days of the summer. As we close out the summer season, we have designated this Sunday today as This Is Your Destiny Day. Did it ever occur to you that this might be the last Sunday that you will ever live? This might be the last day. Who knows what tomorrow might bring? The Bible says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." I urge you today to consider your destiny. My message in the 11 o'clock hour, in keeping with the theme for today, will be entitled, "Discover Your Destiny." We would like to have you and the family and your friends and neighbors to come and worship God with us here at Worth Baptist today. In the Sunday evening worship hour, we continue our series of messages on the prophecy of Daniel. We close chapter 6 tonight under the topic, The Living God. That will be the topic of my message tonight in closing Daniel chapter 6. We trust that you'd come and bring your family and let's have a great time together in the Lord here at Worth Baptist Church. If you're looking for a church that is friendly, a church that is spiritual, a church that believes in the old-fashioned, old-time way of doing things for the Lord, we believe you'd feel at home here at Worth Baptist. Our emphasis is upon evangelism and missions. We are now helping to support more than 50 missionary families around the world. Our missionary budget should reach at least $50,000 this year. So we believe in missions here at Worth Baptist. We believe in visitation and soul winning and witnessing and sharing Christ. So if you believe in that type of ministry, in that type of program, in that type of church, we believe you'll enjoy the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. It would be our joy to have you come today and serve the Lord with us through the ministry of Worth Baptist Church as we close out one of the most successful summers in all of our history. We are looking forward to a wonderful time during the days of the fall. Our promotion day will be on Sunday, September 10th. At this time, our entire Sunday school promotes. We begin a brand new Sunday school year with a new Sunday school theme. So, we invite you to make your plans to include Christ and include the church in your program for life, not only today, but forever how many days God gives you to live. Remember, share the program of Worth Baptist Hour with a friend. Call someone now and remind them that the message of the Word of God is coming to them today from Worth Baptist Church. And remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, You and Your Mission. I shall read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, at verse 21. But before we read the Word of God, I invite you to share with us in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the Bible and for the Lord's Day. We thank Thee for the church. We thank Thee that Thou hast provided us a place and a time and a pattern of worship. We thank Thee for this medium of radio by which we can broadcast the good news that Jesus Christ is able to save. We know not the hearts of those who are listening this moment, but Thou knowest every heart and every life. And it is our prayer that the Holy Spirit would use the message to bring salvation to the lost, to bring encouragement to those who are discouraged. For those who are sick, we pray the great physician to be at work in their lives. For those who are despondent and ready to give up in life, for those, Heavenly Father, who do not know which way to turn today, may they by faith turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the church and to the Bible, and may they find that life is indeed worth living when it is lived for the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the broadcast, and may revival be in our church and in our city and in our country and around the world today, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now the Gospel according to John, chapter 20 and verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, so send I you. I want to talk to you today about your most favorite subject, you. I speak to you and about you today, whoever you are, wherever you might be, and whatever your state or status in life. I need not remind you that there's nobody on earth just like you. You are an individual. You are yourself. You are an immortal person. You will never die. That is, your soul will live on somewhere, either in heaven with the Lord Jesus or in the regions of hell separated from God. You are you today because God made you the way you are. To everybody else, you might seem unconventional, or shall I say peculiar, or odd, or strange, or different. But just the same, you are you. To everybody else, you might seem unattractive, but you are still you. To everyone else, you might seem unreasonable, but yet you are yourself. You are the individual that you are, regardless of how you look or how you act. To everyone else, you might seem unnecessary, but still, you are you, and I want to speak to you about your life, your mission. You and your mission. First of all, let us consider you, just you. Would you pretend that no one else is in the listening audience but you today, and that this preacher is speaking directly to you? You, mother, taking care of the chores of the house. You, dad, making a living for the family. You, son or daughter, husband or wife, brother or sister. You, Mr. Professional Man. You, businessman. You, laborer. You, housewife. You, student, I'm speaking to you, young man or young woman. I come to you today in the name of the Lord Jesus to speak to you, whoever you are. As the old saying has it, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, whoever you are, I address myself from the Word of God by medium of radio to you this moment. Who are you anyhow? And what are you doing in life? Did you know that you are written up in the Bible? Yes, the Bible tells me that God created you in His own likeness and in His own image. You are a human being. Now they tell us that the chemical compound of your body is worth only about 98 cents. But I read something the other day that changes my thinking along this line. Listen to it. Each pound of your body has an energy potential of 11,400,000 kilowatts of atomic energy. Do you know how much that's worth? $570 million. This means that if you weigh 150 pounds, you are worth 85 million, or rather 85,500,000,000. You are a creature created by God Himself. You are a living soul. The Bible says that God breathed into your nostrils the breath of life. And, of course, in Adam, you became a living soul. You are either saved or lost today. There's no middle ground. You are either a church member or a non-church member. You are either an asset or a liability, a plus or a minus. You are either a sailboat type person or a steamboat type person. If you're a sailboat, you'll be driven and tossed by the winds and the storms of life. But if you're a steamboat, you can face majestically every storm that comes to your life. You're either a thermostat or a thermometer. Now, we all know that a thermometer simply registers the temperature. It has nothing to do with what the temperature is. It simply records it. On the other hand, a thermostat determines what the temperature is going to be. How is it in your life? Are you a thermometer or a thermostat? You're either an oyster, a jellyfish, or a dolphin. An oyster is shapeless and formless, withdraws into a shell, lives in its own little world, impervious to what's going on about it. The jellyfish is spineless. It has no conviction. It has no thrust in life. On the other hand, the dolphin has intellect and reasoning and represents the highest intelligence in sea life. Which are you? An oyster, clamming up, withdrawing? A jellyfish without any spine, without any conviction? Or a dolphin with intelligence, governing your environment and doing that which you have been created for by your Creator? You're either a maker or a breaker, a builder or a destroyer. You're either a critic or a sympathizer. You're either a kicker or a puller. And even a horse knows that you can't do both at the same time. Someone put it this way: a horse can't pull while kicking. This fact I merely mention. And he can't kick while pulling, which is my chief contention. Let's imitate the good old horse and lead a life that's fitting. Just pull an honest load, and then there's no time for kicking. Just plain horse sense. What about you? Which are you today? Are you that sailboat or steamboat? Are you a thermometer or a thermostat? Is your life an asset or a liability to those about you? I'm speaking now expressly and personally and directly to you. Let me speak next of your mission. If you are a child of God, if you're a Christian listening to this broadcast today, you have a commission from God. Jesus said, and in my text, I quote, "As my Father hath sent me, so send I you." This means that your mission in life is a commission. Jesus commissioned you as a Christian to go into all the world and witness and testify for Him. You have been commissioned. You have been commissioned by the divine commissioner. You have been commissioned with a heavenly commission. To say that you've been commissioned is to say that you've been sent. Again, Jesus said, "As my Father hath sent me, so send I you." Let us observe in the first place how you have been sent. Jesus sends you in His name. The Bible tells us that the name of Jesus is above every name. The Bible tells us that there is not but one name by which man can be saved, and that is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the all-powerful, all-prevailing, all-sufficient name, Jesus Christ. He sends you under the banner of His cross. He sends you out with His Word. He sends you out empowered by His Spirit. He sends you armed with His gospel. He sends you dressed as a soldier, trained as a disciple, and sustained by His promise. The promise of the Lord Jesus Christ to you is this: "I will never leave you nor forsake you." An officer in the British Army was sent on a dangerous mission to the country of Tibet. One of his fellow soldiers observed how calmly and how bravely and how unafraid he faced the mission. So he asked him, "How is it that you so calmly and bravely face this mission?" His answer was this: "First, I have been sent by an unimpeachable authority. Second, I have been sent on a sound and sensible mission. And thirdly, I have been sent with the assurance that if I get in trouble, the government of my country is behind me." Now, beloved Christian friend, you have been sent by Christ, an unimpeachable authority. You have been sent on a very sound and sane and sensible mission to witness for Christ. And if you get in trouble, if you get in a tight, when the problems and difficulties come, remember this: the government of heaven is behind you. If your mission takes you into the danger zone of the world, remember, He who sent you is with you, for His promise is, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Then let us note how or why you are sent. First, we noticed how, and now why you have been sent. Jesus Christ sends you to shine as a light in a dark world. He sends you to speak as a witness of His eternal salvation. He sends you to live as an example of His life-changing, marvelous grace. He sends you to love even as He is loved. He sends you to lift up the fallen, to rescue the perishing, to care for the dying. The why of your mission in life as a Christian can be summed up in one statement: you have been sent on a mission to tell the old, old story of redeeming grace. And I admonish you today to tell it clearly, tell it courageously, tell it convincingly, tell it compellingly, tell it continually, that Jesus Christ, God's Son, came into the world to die on Calvary's cross to save all who will believe on His name. And then let us observe where He sends you. Jesus Christ sends you to the people next door, your neighbors and your friends. He sends you to the people across town, the people with whom you work. He sends you to people in all countries and in all continents and in all climates. You are sent as an ambassador to Christ, or for Christ, around the world to all men everywhere. You are an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. In His name, by His Spirit, and under His banner, you are commissioned to witness for Him. I trust that you've come to the place in your life when you would say, "I'm prepared and willing and waiting and ready to go anywhere, do anything, and say anything that God wants me to do." There's something more to your mission. Jesus Christ sends you with an urgency to complete your task. Jesus said, "Work while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man can work." Beloved, we are living in the closing days of this church age. Soon the trumpet is going to sound, and the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, and the door of opportunity will be closed, and the day of grace will end. May God help you today to consider the urgency of your mission in life. Now, whatever your occupation or whatever your vocation in life is, you can do a better job if Jesus Christ is in your heart. Now, God gives to every man a mission in life. To Noah, He gave a mission to build an ark. To Moses, He gave a mission to build a nation, to deliver a nation. To Joshua, He gave a mission to conquer a country. To David, He gave a mission to rule over a kingdom. To the Apostle Paul, He gave the mission of journeying around the world to proclaim the unsearchable riches of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, you can't be a Noah and build an ark. I know that, and you know that. You can't be a Moses and deliver a nation. You can't be a Joshua and conquer a country. You can't be a David and rule a kingdom. You can't be a Paul and journey around the world preaching the gospel. Even though you can't build an ark, you can paddle a canoe. Even though you can't deliver a nation, you can help to set free those who are in the bondage of sin. Even though you can't conquer a country, you can stake claim for Christ. Even though you can't rule over a kingdom, you can be the king of the spiritual castle that God has given you authority to rule over. Yes, you have a mission. You have a job to do in life, and no one can fill your mission and complete your duty except you. Your mission can be fulfilled if you will give God a chance in your life. Let me ask you again in closing the message today. Just what is your life? What do you hope for tomorrow, for the next day, for next week, for the future, for eternity? If your life is spent without the Lord Jesus Christ and apart from the church, you have no hope. I admonish you, if you're lost today, to bow your head this moment, pray the sinner's prayer, ask God to be merciful to you, a sinner, and save you, and He'll do it right now. I trust that you will, and then you can go on your way, completing and fulfilling the mission that God has for you all the days of your life. May God bless you as you do it, even now. May I invite you once again to come and share the blessings of God with us here at Worth Baptist Church today, in the Sunday school hour at 10, the morning worship hour at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your home, and upon your family.